Hey everybody, this is David, and yes, I am still a Fred, and yes, I am still a podcaster. Hey, listen, I know that some of you don't like it, and I don't like it either, but unfortunately, as you can tell, I've been a bit behind on podcasting for the last week and a half. You know what? Between some holidays that took place in my family's life and a lot of work commitments, you know, got a day job and all of that, and also some family commitments, soccer games and dance recitals and things like that, I just have not had a chance to put together a show. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving tomorrow for an educational conference that I'm putting on for about 150 people, and I'm going to be out of town for about a week. So here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try, while I'm gone at night in my hotel room, to put together an episode of the Fredcast for you next week, bring you all the news and hopefully a couple of features, and then get right back to a regular schedule. In the meantime, a couple of notes. First, if you are jonesing for just a little bit of bicycle podcasting, well, we recorded an episode of The Spokesman today. It's episode number 29. Go ahead and check that out. It's at www.the-spokesman.com. This one featured me and Carlton Reed from bikebiz.com and quickrelease.tv, as well as Fritz from Cyclicious. And we talked about a variety of topics. But the second note I wanted to make, and this is probably the first thing we talked about on The Spokesman today, and that is that our very good friend Tim Jackson, who's the brand manager for Mozzie Bicycles, also known as the Mozzie Guy, well, he was in a very unfortunate cycling accident earlier this week at the San Diego Velodrome. He hit the boards at over 30 miles an hour, and he's dealing with quite a bit of injuries. He's got, I mean, you can't believe it, a broken skull, some broken vertebrae. He's got some broken ribs, a broken knee, and to make matters even worse, a nearly severed thumb, which thank God has been successfully reattached. So we are sending our good thoughts and wishes and prayers out to Tim Jackson. And I wanted to mention to you that if you know Tim, if you know of him, if you've enjoyed him on his blog or on his podcast or on the Spokesman podcast, and you're so inclined, they are taking up a collection for him. And there's a link in the show notes over at thespokesman.com, the-spokesman.com. If you're so inclined, every little bit will definitely help. Next, one of the notes that I made in the last show is the fact that we will not be going from Salzburg to Venice this year on our Fredcast tours, but instead in August, we're going to be going to the French Alps along with Hendrix Bicycle Tours. If you'd like some information on that, shoot me an email, thefredcast@gmail.com, and I will get you the email. In the email, I will get you all the information. I'm going to be podcasting from there. I'm going to be doing some video, hopefully doing some video podcasting from there. I'm really looking forward to it. And the last day, we're climbing the Alpe d'Huez, and I will bring you all of that from France. Really looking forward to it. If you'd like to join me, again, shoot me an email, thefredcast@gmail.com. Not an official Fredcast Tours trip, nevertheless, still have the opportunity to come out and join me in Europe and do some great cycling. It's a week in the French Alps, and it's going to be great. The weather in August should be fantastic. So that's about it. Sorry, I've just got this really brief note for you. I'm going to get a show out to you very, very soon. Lots to talk about. Spring Classics, Tour of Georgia. There's just so much going on, and I want to get it all to you, and I will get it to you just as soon as I can. So thanks so much for your support. Thanks for staying subscribed, and thanks for listening. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Don't forget our 100th episode contest. It is still going on, and you still have a chance to enter. The longer I wait to get to show number 100, the more time you've got to enter the contest. For information on entering the contest, go to www.thefredcast.com, and up at the top of the screen, you've seen those tabs before, and one of them says contest in big, all capital letters. All you have to do is go there, send me a postcard from the place where you live, and the address is there in the website, and you will be entered. I've got a pretty big stack of postcards here, some really unique postcards. I'm enjoying getting them and also enjoying your congratulations messages that you've been putting on those postcards. Now, this contest is sponsored by Training Peaks, Polar Pack, Spot, Erg Video, iBike, Road Rash Repair Kit, Dave Shields, Ride Clean, and by Nike. And all of those companies have donated some great products that you can win just by sending me a postcard. What's a postcard go for these days? Let's take a look. That looks like to me just more than a little bit more than a half an hour at a parking meter or a payphone call. Listen, not a lot of money to send a postcard, and you have the opportunity to win some great prizes. So take advantage of the fact that I've had just a little bit of a pause here for the last week and a half, and use that to your advantage, because I must get your postcards by the time I produce show number 99. Our next show is show number 97, so get your postcards in. Well, that's going to do it. I will get back to you just as soon as I can with a show. I appreciate your understanding, appreciate your support of the Fredcast. And between now and then, enjoy the episode of The Spokesman that we recorded today. Get your postcards in, but most of all, enjoy the ride.